Former State Senator Al Adams Sr. passed away this morning in Anchorage after a long battle with pancreatic cancer. As KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports, Adams was known for his tireless support and advocacy for rural and Alaska Native issues.
Al Adams was born in Kotzebue in 1942 and left to attend Mount Edgecombe Boarding School in Sitka. Following high school, he attended the University of Alaska Fairbanks and RCA Technical Institute. Adams is best known for his accomplishments while representing the Northwest Arctic, North Slope, and Bering Strait regions in the state legislature. Beginning in 1980, he served in the House of Representatives, where he was chair of the powerful House Finance Committee. From 1988 to 2000, he served in the state Senate, where he was a member of Community and Regional Affairs, Education, Health, and Social Services Committees, as well as the Operating Budget Conference Committee. His sister, Sarah Scanlon, says Adams was a lifelong advocate for rural and Alaska Native interests, working for subsistence rights and funding for education, social services, and infrastructure.
He wanted to make sure that foremost that there was equity in state funding for the rural communities for the basics, water and sewer, health clinics, roads, transportation, those kinds of programs that I think in urban Alaska we sometimes take for granted. He wanted to make sure that rural Alaskans got their fair share.
Scanlon says one of Adams' legislative achievements was the establishment of the Power Cost Equalization Program. Upon retirement from the legislature, Al Adams worked as an advisor to the Northwest Arctic and North Slope boroughs, then beginning in 2003 as a lobbyist primarily representing rural and Alaska Native interests. He held leadership roles in many other organizations, including Kakiktikgruk and Nupiat Corporation, Nana Regional Corporation, Alaska Airlines, Arctic Power, and Mount Edgecombe High School. A few weeks ago, Adams asked his lifelong friend, Pete Schaefer of Kotzebue, to build his coffin, something the two of them had done together many times before for family members. Schaefer says he thinks Adams would want to be remembered for his kindness.
He was a great guy, a lot of fun to be with, and never lacked to do anything for you. I mean, he bent over backward, you know, to accommodate whatever it is that you wanted. Everything from snow machine parts back in the older days to political favors in the later years and, you know, that kind of thing.
Services will be held Wednesday at Change Point in Anchorage, then at the Kotzebue High School on Friday. Al Adams was 70 years old. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.